Hello. Welcome to the podcast, Human Rights in America, a Revolutionary Mindset. I am your host, Sue Young. Thank you for listening or reading the captions, which I hope are better than before. The edits didn't carry over. I'll start today with a poem by Emily Dickinson. Hope is a thing with feathers that perches on a soul and sings a tune without words and never stops at all. Why am I doing this? And what are you going to get out of listening to this podcast? I'm doing this because I believe in my heart that America should be the leader in human rights. Period. It's simple. I want to start a revolution and I want you to come with me. I want you to be the revolutionary thinkers with a revolutionary mindset. Before you become that, you have to have the basics. That's why you're listening. Maya Angelou has a quote that goes, "Do the best you can until you know better. Then, when you know better, do better." I think America can do better. Today, we're going to get into the 30 human rights recognized by the United Nations. But before we do that, I have to correct myself from last week. I told you the wrong name. The storyteller on SiriusXM Channel 6 is Karen Hunter. Her show is all about knowledge, power, and culture. So go and check her out. Secondly, I have to give you a way to connect with me. As I said, my website is under construction, but you can make note of it. It is hrrevolutionarymindset.com. My email address is hrinamerica@gmail.com. A little history before we start. The devastation of World War II sparked an international desire for peace. It also encouraged the creation of a system of principles that can ensure the protection of basic human rights and dignity. Eleanor Roosevelt, the widow of the former President Franklin D. Roosevelt, was one of the first American delegates to the United Nations. She worked with a small group of representatives from countries all over the world to define the most essential universal rights and establish them in an official document. Her speech to the General Assembly on December 10th, pretty fantastic. And if you can, I would suggest that you go and Google it. But in part, she said, "The Declaration is not a treaty. It is not an international agreement. It is not and does not purport to be a statement of law of legal obligation. It is a declaration of basic principles of human rights and freedoms to be stamped with approval by the General Assembly and serve as a common standard of achievement for all peoples of all nations." As I said, December 10th, 1948, the General Assembly approved this. But the work wasn't done. The second part of the work was that the delegates had to come up with a covenant that would be turned into a treaty to be handed to all the member states that approved this declaration. The states would be obligated to change its law wherever they did not conform to the points contained in the covenant. The commission thought that the treaty might be worked out within a year or two, but that was really optimistic. The work to secure human rights around the world is still ongoing. So, what was the state of the world in 1948? I had to think about it because we have to put ourselves back into that time period to understand why did they come up with this document. Fortunately, the war had just ended. The salaries, I looked them up because I'm always interested in that. The white women's salaries were about $1,100. Non-white salaries were $497. White men, I read somewhere that they made 95% more than women, but the number is $2,223. And non-white men made $1,367. Eggs were 72 cents a dozen. Bacon was 77 cents a pound. Milk was 44 cents a gallon. 1948 was also before the Civil Rights Act of 1964, and it was before the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Another thing to think about, America, we were probably smoking everywhere, on planes, on trains, in restaurants, on TV, everywhere. And the World Health Organization was established. And so now, with the history behind us, let's just read the 30 human rights in the Declaration. I'll insert definitions and some fun facts and a few quotes. Article 1, free and equal. All humans are born free and equal in dignity and rights. And you know, I have to tell you this story. I was printing out some things and there was a photograph that fell on the floor and I almost picked it up and just threw it away because I thought it was extra to the declaration. But when I started to read, it says this: women delegates from various countries played a key role in getting women's rights included in the declaration. Hansa Mehta of India, she's standing next to Eleanor Roosevelt, is widely credited with changing the phrase "all men are born free and equal" to "all humans are born free and equal." To me, that's important for our later discussions. Article 2, no discrimination without any distinction of any kind, such as race, color, sex, language, religion, political or other opinion, national, social origin, property, birth, or status. And some definitions would be helpful here. Human rights are universal, meaning that they are applied equally and without discrimination to all people. And I have a quote, so this is mine. I believe it is not our differences that divide us. Rather, it is our inability to recognize our shared humanity despite our differences. You can put that on a t-shirt. Article 3, right to life, liberty, and security of person. Article 4, we cannot be enslaved. This is in 1948. Article 5, no torture. Article 6, our rights remain no matter where we are. Article 7, before the law, we are all equal and are entitled without any discrimination to equal protection of the law. All are entitled to equal protection against any discrimination and violation of this declaration. Article 8. Our human rights are protected by law. But I want to make it clear here, the law does not establish human rights. Human rights are inherent entitlements which come to every person as a consequence of them simply being human. Treaties and other sources of law protect the rights of individual human rights. So I'm going to tell you this against the advice of my best friend. I like science fiction and I watch a lot of movies with aliens. And if you do too, you know that if you bleed blue blood, green blood, or any other color other than red, you are an alien and you are not going to live. Humans bleed red blood. And in the movies, if you bleed red blood, we all come together and stick together. Like The Walking Dead. Article 9. No unfair detention, arrest, or exile. Article 10. Right to a fair trial. Article 11. Innocent until proven guilty. Article 12. Right to privacy. Article 13. Right to movement and residence within the border of each state. Article 14. Right to seek a safe place to live. Well, I have to inject in the movies and books. What the violence in America became so great we needed to escape. What if we tried to escape to Mexico, but we couldn't because of the borders we set up? Something to think about. Article 15, right to a nationality, belonging to a country. Article 16, right to marry. Men and women of full age without any limitation due to race, nationality, or religion have the right to marry and to found a family. They are entitled to equal rights as to during marriage and at its dissolution. You know women wrote this, right? Article 17, right to your own possessions. Article 18, right to freedom of thought and religion. Article 19, freedom to express ourselves freely. Article 20, right to public assembly. Article 21, right to democracy. And here I want to give you a quote from former President Obama. America, as an experiment, is generally important to the world, not because of the accidents of history that made us the most powerful nation on earth, but because America is the first real experiment in building a large, multi-ethnic, multicultural democracy. And we don't know yet if we can hold. Article 22, Social Security. Article 23, no work discrimination, equal pay for equal work. Article 24, right to leisure and rest, paid time off. Article 25, right to food, shelter, and health care. Article 26, right to education. Article 27, right to copyright your ideas, your own creations. Article 28, right to a free and fair world. Article 29, responsible for other people's rights. Everyone to respect others and be respected. And lastly, Article 30. Human rights cannot be taken away. We are going to discuss each of these rights separately. We'll start to go through one at a time in more detail. And then the following weeks, we will compare the human rights to the Constitution. And to fact check me, I said there were only 6 of the 30. So we'll see if we come up with 6 or more. Call to action. So, we have 2 weeks. What can you do? I would like you just to simply think about these 30 human rights listed in this declaration. Are there any that you can embrace and start living out loud right now, today? You know, that's the beauty about a revolution. We don't have to wait for politicians to pass the laws. We can start living out loud right now. We can treat everyone as equals. We can live like all human beings are created equal and free. Until next time, be revolutionary, be human.